This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Shit, this is all going to go very smoothly. So far, so good. You want to get headphones? You can listen and make sure I'm not doing anything. Here we go. Good morning, Vincent.
You're really loud this morning. What's going on with
you? Am I really loud?
You are really
loud. You
are
really soft. Well, I'm on a different mic.
So oh, no, I don't mean on mic.
Oh, how do you mean?
You were just scream singing, and you're very,
was
very...
I?
Yeah, you're really
you know, when
shot
I get
out of a cannon
well,
today.
I,
what is
somewhat,
going on
I
with
am.
You? What is this?
I'm going to see if you and I are about the same level here. So, we can't tell you anything, but what we can say is, you know, things change from time to time, and after 4.5 years, I'm back running the board, and it's a totally different board. You know, things have changed, Vinny. You remember in the olden days when there were reel-to-reel players and everything was very analog and...
I do.
This turned that up and that worked for this. And
I actually got demoted and pushed to nights because I couldn't run crap. And I learned
like,
all...
You gotta learn to do it.
You gotta learn to do it, man.
Gotta
sorry.
Type board.
So I did that for a couple years at night, and I've learned it all, but you're right. It's totally, I mean, I guess in principle, it's still the same type of thing.
It's the same elements. The mics turn on and off. The commercials run in a certain place. But also, every single thing can have 7 or 8 different assignments.
Yeah, that's where it gets kooky.
And there's all these, like, choosing things and put it here so that this doesn't get in that recording and this does get in this recording. It's very, it's a lot.
As curious.
Little dog, man. New tricks.
Of a human being as I am and can be. The first time I walked into a radio station, I mean, I was working there doing the surf reports, but the first time I went in and met the DJ on air and this guy named Chris Ryan, who ended up being a great mentor of mine, I suddenly was looking at all the stuff going, oh, that's how a commercial.
Yep.
It puts a card. Oh, you put all the commercials in and then you hit buttons to. And never, ever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't really look under the hood of radio in general. It was just play the song. Like, is the song?
Right.
Do I want the song? I don't. Off. But then as I sort of got into it and realized, wow, there's a whole freaking thing going on here. Wow.
Right. We've been in it so long that it's like nothing to us. But occasionally, like a listener will come in and see the room that we work in, and it does feel like, whoa, my God, you guys are like surrounded by, you're all hooked in. It's like we're Like, we're androids all hooked into things.
Well,
and
now.
Now it is, yeah. In the olden days, it was like, there's a record player. Actually, there's two record players, because you had to have one thing go in and the other one got queued up.
I never did that, but it was very physical. You were definitely pulling all the things. You'd get your log.
Yeah.
And you'd pull all your CDs for the next hour. And then you'd get your commercial log, and you'd pull all your commercials for the next hour, and I'd
stack them up.
Stack them in a different ways so that I knew which ones went for which block of time. And it's interesting, it, you know, was to me at the time, because I was surprised that I it's cool. If you just want to look at the middle of your dashboard, we live in your car,
yep,
I'm fine with it. It doesn't matter. But I really never had looked past that, and suddenly I'm going, oh, it's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing going in over here.
Huh.
Right. And I guess I always, you know, when you see stuff on TV, it's always like there's a person talking into a microphone, and they've got, you know, I don't know, their papers in front of them. And then, like, occasionally they push a button somewhere. And there's just so much more. Actually, and as it's gotten automated, to me, it's more complicated. Like, it used to be very linear.
Yeah.
Like, these things are individual carts. They go into individual machines, and the commercial plays, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so
Back on the board.
I'm back on the board. And
is the point.
Be sure. I'm going to screw things up. Can I, if I could... Please indulge me. I just want to check my levels here for, like, the Radio Alice report and stuff.
The Radio Alice report.
That feels soft. Did you think that felt a little soft?
Could go up a little bit.
The Radio Alice report.
Much better, yes.
How about this one?
Fast.
Could go up a little
bit. That could, too. Interesting. Oh, it just goes on. This one does. Hmm. How is the blues walk? Is that a good level? That feels good? Okay,
yeah.
So it is going to just be an in-ear mix. All right, I can make this happen.
You got this.
The Radio Alice Report.
The Radio Alice Report.
That can be all the way up. Let's have a... Come on, Adele.
There's Adele.
Perfect.
See how that works?
That's very loud. Oh, these are... Wow, there's a...
What?
They're all different levels. It's weird.
You'll get it.
I will.
I mean, you know.
They're all coming through one place. So you can't just, like, set the level. They're all doing their own thing. All right. Anyway, how was your day yesterday?
I had a spectacular day.
Really?
Very busy, but spectacular. Yes, I drove home along the coast. I had my equipment with me. Had a nice chat with a friend, and then I'm looking out at the ocean, and I went, that looks fun.
Mm.
I went out and surfed for an hour and got great exercise. Spun my rings on my watch.
Ah.
Got some great exercise. Went home, had to, a few minutes before I had to pick the kids up. I got them both, and took them to Target, which is,
Oh my God.
It is their thing,
the
man.
The Target run.
The Target
it's
run
not just
is their thing.
It's my thing, too. Like, John's like, oh, I'll probably hit Target. I'm like, wherever else you're going, I'm going.
Mm.
I want to go to Target.
Yeah.
I don't even know why. I just like it. I walk around. Oh, look at that. Oh, that looks like a couch. My God.
And honestly, like, I remember being Isla's age and wanting certain clothes that had to be gotten at a certain shop, surf shops, skateboard shops, wherever. And they were all way more expensive than what they sell at Target. So I'm sitting here as she goes, first, the young one, we all went over to the toy aisle. She picks a toy, an LOL surprise doll.
Oh.
Just unbelievable. Like, that kid needs more dolls, but apparently she did. Anyway,
you can never have enough dolls.
Right,
when you're
she
a kid.
Picks out a doll. Then Isla's turn. She goes to the clothes racks. $10 shorts. $10.
Do you think it's just that?
What?
When you were a kid, would $10 have been a lot of money? Like a lot. That was a lot of money.
I think so. Yeah.
So, like Sandy. When Vinny wanted his designer OP shorts,
yeah,
were OP. They $10?
No, I bet they were more like $20.
Oh my God, that's like so expensive.
I know.
My mom got me this pair of $50 jeans in like 1982.
Jordache or
something like, I think it actually was Jordache.
Probably were Jordache.
And because, listen.
Or Sergio Valente.
Right. Or, yeah, Diane Wimpelstein. Who's the other Diane?
The young guy in the room's like, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
No, the designer jeans, the Calvin Kleins.
Calvin Klein.
So
was...
when I got into high school, I was like, Ma, I am done shopping at Sears. It's not happening. I'll work there. I worked there all through high school. I'll work at Sears, but I'm not buying any more clothes at Sears. I have to go to the mall stores to get the Jordache jeans. So we go. It's the summer. We're going to get my school clothes. And I'm like, I've got to have these jeans. I'll put this back and I'll put that back. And she's like, I can't buy you $50 jeans. Like, it's ridiculous. That's like half the budget for what I'm going to spend on you. Like, we're going to get my entire school wardrobe and we had $100 to spend. I'm like, I can make it work.
One of the things that we just don't do anymore, and I guess it's because credit cards have taken over our world in such a profound way, but layaway used to be a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you would put $10 down on something and then come back and pay it down till you could have it.
Right.
And stores were willing to stock your dumb bag of crap so that you would eventually be able to walk out of the store having paid for the $100 worth of goods.
Right.
That is...
And it was their way of doing it.
Well, it's weird, yeah.
And there was no interest. Like, that was the thing. It was like, oh, sorry, that's your new locker.
I found it.
Yep. Sorry.
Nope.
I didn't know where exactly to put it. And I guess at your feet wasn't the place.
Anyway, that is... So one of the things that I used to tell my mom was, look, I'll take this pair over four of those.
Right.
So I want these. But there's Isla walking around. She picks out some shorts and a cute top. And by the way... This was all them. They were paying for it.
Oh.
Like, I bought it.
With their...
Yeah.
With their allowance.
What is this? I had already taken... So, I went to go take Isla surfing over vacation, and the suit she has doesn't fit her. So, I'm like, mother, you know...
Bleeper.
You know the words that come after mother?
I do.
I gotta buy this girl a wetsuit now just to take her surfing. So, she gets a new wetsuit. That would have never, it did never happen for me, but I had to.
A kid wetsuit must be the most annoying thing to buy on earth. Aren't they like $200?
Well, mine are $500, but yes, hers was $200.
Well, yours, you spend the $500 and you're not going to change that much.
No. And it's a super suit.
Right.
I've told you this before. Like, I can go in the ocean when it's 50 degrees and stay out there for 2 hours. That's a miracle.
Tell me more about this surfing thing with her. Is this like a new thing?
It happened over vacation.
She said
she wanted to go. And I said, great, I'll take you. I'm never going to ask you or push you into it because I don't want you to be that person.
Right.
You've got to want to. In fact, it's really just comes down to if you don't have a want to factor, you're never going to learn and you're wasting my time. And I'd rather go surfing by myself.
Right.
So... But I took her out and I kept her safe and she ate it a bunch of times and it was funny and fun and it was a cool moment for her and I.
Yeah.
She hasn't asked to go again.
Oh.
That doesn't mean anything.
No.
But most of my buddies who have kids, their kids don't surf.
Right.
At all. They have absolutely said, everything I want's here at home.
Right.
It's cold. There's seaweed. There's sharks. Yeah, the list of sand.
Sure, there's always a million reasons to not, though.
Yeah, so they don't want to, and their parents didn't force them, and I'm not going to force Isla, but we'll see if she does it again. The skate park was the big thing.
Yeah.
Because the skate park, she truly
got
that moment where she is scared to death.
Mm-hmm.
A little kid one-ups her right in her face multiple times. I showed you the video.
Yes.
That kid is half her size. A cute little 3-year-old.
Yeah.
Couldn't be.
She didn't seem to be a large child.
No.
Yeah.
And she just scooters right up to the edge, waits, looks over at Isla. And
like, are you
going to
go?
Yeah.
You're
and
right in there.
Like, and the girl goes, beep, right there. But that roll in that she did, she threw her arms in the. When she finally. She did the 3, 2, 1. Nah, not going. 3, like mm-hmm. She did that 10 times. And that is the thing about skateboarding.
Just tell her to start at 30. 30, 29, 28, you'll get there.
Yeah.
But you'll be so sick of counting.
Freaking out that I can't do this, I'm going to die. And then getting it is a big part of what that sport is.
Right.
It's the challenge accepted, challenge conquered. I go home today a champion.
Well,
in my head, anyway.
And, right, and now as going forward, that part she doesn't think about anymore.
Right.
Now she can think about whatever the next thing is going to be, or a higher drop off.
Or it translates to life in general,
right,
which is those things that
just
you, the unknown, where you're thinking I can't, and then you do.
Yeah.
And all the people who have something today that you're out there going, I got a job interview, I got a thing, I got a doctor appointment. It's that bravery is like real. It's a thing. You're scared and then you go and then you do it. And then you are, I don't know, that's part of, that's one of the rad things about life are those challenges accepted and conquered.
I'm going to do this.
And plenty of people go, no, I don't want to. All right. There's that life too.
I know. It's,
What?
Nothing. I feel like in general, the I don't want to, you might get to a point in your life, but I feel like you should have at least tried it or have a reason why, like, I don't want to because this or that. I don't know. It's like even with food, like, just try it. Well, you might like it.
What have I said to you a million times with radio too? It's to try, show effort, go for it, try. Mm. You suck. I'm absolutely for that.
Right.
Sucking out loud is a thing. It's part of your learning curve.
The word, sucking out loud is a valid phrase. I mean, that is...
It really is what you, how you learn things.
Right.
You just got to go and crash in a flaming heap.
Right.
And then you go...
And nobody dies on radio.
Well, so. I mean,
very, very few people die on radio.
Actually, Evel Knievel didn't actually die from one of his stunts, but he really did get... hurt badly.
He did.
And he died.
A lot of bad
so
hurtings.
It's not the most, anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is she did it. I was proud of her. I'm so happy. It was one of those vacation moments where I went, okay, my day's made.
Right.
Because I know that feeling. I remember being at the skate park with all the big kids.
Mm.
And this, what she did is called a roll-in. So it's a...
She's just at the top of a small hill.
Of a little hill, and she made the roll-in. But going to the skate park where the big kids are and you...
And they're waiting for you to get out of their way.
On the edge, just to drop in. I haven't even done a trick yet. You're just putting the board over the edge, stepping onto the front of the board, and hoping your wheels touch the wall and roll out. And every time you do it, the older guys would be like, that, all right already, man. What's the deal? And then you'd pull your board up and step back and be like, I can't yet. You guys go. And then humiliated in front of all the big shots. There's Tony Hawk and Owen Nieder and all the people. And you're just like...
Were you actually at a skate park with him?
Yeah. Yeah. Del Mar Skate Park is where Tony Hawk did
How
all
much
that
older
stuff.
Than you was he? Was he?
I think we're the same
age.
Yeah, he was a phenom though. Then,
oh boy,
he was a phenom. Like when he dropped in, everyone stopped, watched, and you'd see him doing like learning the new trick.
So even the big kids were like, "Well, that kid."
Even the big kids
were not giving him any
crap. And he was very skinny but very tall.
Oh,
so he
looked like a big kid,
big enough. Mm. He didn't look like a pipsqueak like somebody I know.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it pretty soon. I'm going to jump in rolling pretty
Look,
soon.
That's it. I mean, I'm being honest with you. When I finally did it, there it is. You go, oh my God, all that
right.
stress. And all I had to do was step on the front.
Isn't that so many things in life
yes.
right there? Just
yep.
like all that stress, all the worry that you did about the thing that you then used. It's honestly, I've been having dreams about running this board. And how horribly it was going to go and how I'm running out of time, but I can't get the record queued up and I've screwed this up or that up. And you've heard me run this board before. Like, I am not awesome at this. Like, you know, there's people who are worse at it, but I am definitely like, I will not be paying attention and suddenly it's time to do a thing.
In your defense, I don't mean to cut you off, but in your defense, we do a talk show.
We
do. It's
very
different when you're doing music and you have 5 to 8 minutes in between talk segments where you can regroup and
yes.
double check all
Thank
your
you. I appreciate that's some serious partner backup right there. I
mm-hmm.
appreciate that.
I believe that.
All right. Well, listen, KLLC, KLLC, HD1 San Francisco, Sarah Vinnie, Alice Morning Show. I'm going to try this button right here and see if this button works. If it doesn't work, then I got to grab a mouse and do so. Here we go. We'll be back after this. Okay. I'm going to use the mouse. We'll be back right after this. Thank you. and enjoy this music.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.